Click kaya959.co.za
to download the Kaya Biz podcast.
We're getting down to business, all right, and this time the business of the poultry industry. You might recall just over a year ago, maybe even two, there were significant concerns around the production numbers of poultry producers. We spoke to several CEOs about the fall in profits, the difficult environment, and the impact that bird flu or avian influenza had had on their production updates, including their profitability. But it's also impacted you and I as South Africans, especially when it comes to the availability of poultry products. Well, tonight we touch base yet again with a leader within the poultry business, one who has recently been appointed as the CEO of Astral Foods. We actually spoke to him earlier in the month of March around the company's results. Mr. Gary Arnold, CEO of Astral Foods, to unpack some insight with us tonight regarding receiving the go-ahead of implementing vaccinations against avian influenza. Mr. Arnold, thank you again for your time and for joining us on the show tonight. Perhaps before we get into, you know, the progress that's been made so far, let's just get clearer context and a gentle reminder of just how significant the impact of avian influenza has been, not only on your business, but the industry and us as consumers in South Africa.
Good evening, Gugulethu, and to your listeners. Pleasure to talk to you again. Bird flu, or highly pathogenic avian influenza, we call it bird flu, has had a devastating impact on the industry since it first surfaced in South Africa in 2017. This was, of course, a global issue, not just a South African or local issue, but it does, as an avian disease, presents a major risk to those poultry producers with breeding stock. The birds, when they're infected with the virus, unfortunately die. They don't have any built-up immunity to the disease. And because it's a controlled disease, you know, when you first notice the infection and you see this elevated mortality rate and other symptoms of the disease, we are obliged under the Animal Diseases Act in South Africa to cull the birds. So we have to cull them out and safely dispose of them. And this is a control measure that's used across the globe. But unfortunately, has been ineffective in controlling the disease and the spread of the disease. And as you can imagine, the moment one loses all your poultry livestock like that, it comes as a significant cost to the producer and the industry alike.
Got you. And I think that's a very important perspective to provide, because it is significant in terms of the impact on producers like yourselves, but also on the consumption environment that we participate in as consumers. But we have some hope at the end of the tunnel. I do recall the last time I spoke to you and even your predecessor, Chris Schutte, it was made clear that there were ongoing interventions by organizations like yourself and the prior public sector to make sure that we can implement greater levels of vaccinations for avian influenza. I understand we have the green light, but what does that mean?
You're correct, Gugulethu. We do have a green light. It's a small step forward. We've applied, you know, for vaccination over an extensive period of time. This since the guidelines were published by the Department of Agriculture in November 2023. That was just following a significant outbreak of the disease in the South African poultry industry. So we embarked on a journey there with the department applying for vaccination. Soon realized that just given the administrative burden of it all, as well as the stringent guidelines that we are allowed to vaccinate under, we agreed with them that we would now just look or focus our attention on at least getting one of our large breeding farms approved. That has been successful now, and what it does, it gives us a blueprint from which we can move forward and extend the approval to other farms, pending their compliance with the regulations that were published. So a long process, but certainly one that it has to be controlled vaccination. We do believe that the conditions under which we vaccinate are still far too stringent. However, that is a conversation that's ongoing between the industry and the department.
Gary, are you able to take us further into some of these conditions? And maybe so that we understand as consumers if there's any health consequences that could unfold on the back of these vaccinations for the birds. And also if there needs to be disclosure, because Astral is well known, JSE listed, complies with good governance and transparency. But we're also well aware that there are a few other independent poultry producers. And where are they in participating in this ecosystem?
Yeah, so it's a bit difficult to speak about the broader industry and understand who has actually applied for vaccination.
Sure.
We know that we persisted relentlessly with this because we wanted to meet the conditions. There's absolutely no risk to the consumer, Google it. So, I mean, we're vaccinating breeding stock. So these are the parents of the broiler chicks that are ultimately reared for meat consumption. So it protects the parents of those broiler, Dale chicks. Mm. The birds, once vaccinated, will build up immunity to the infection. Just like, if any of your listeners or you and I get a flu vaccine jab every year, you build up some immunity. And if you get the infection, you don't necessarily get as sick as you otherwise would have. Similar here. I mean, the industry vaccinates for, many different viral, infections that can occur over many, many years. So this is not unknown to vaccinate your livestock, the beef industry, pork industry, poultry industry, all vaccinate. Mm-hmm. This is just a unique vaccine for a disease that is highly virulent and can have a massive impact on your livestock.
This might be an unfair question, but I am preempting it because we will touch on it during your results. But the cost of initiating such an endeavor, are you able to quantify that just yet?
Yeah, Google it. Over the lifetime of the bird, we'll apply 2, possibly 3 vaccines if we do give them a booster shot. Now, that cost can run up to around $250 a bird.
Oh.
Now, understanding that this is at the breeding stock level, the bird numbers there are obviously significantly less than the broiler numbers that we have on the ground. Those are the birds we process for meat. We actually used to have insurance cover or risk cover for the disease. We paid an annual premium for that insurance. Now, after the devastating impact of bird flu in 2023, no insurance is available to the local industry. If in fact, globally, the insurers are very cautious now in providing cover for it. So we calculated that if we vaccinated all our breeding stock as we wish to, the cost of that will probably it equals approximately the premium we're paying on an annual basis for insurance against the disease. So we've looked carefully at that, but certainly it's a cost that's far lower than losing all your livestock. That comes at a significant cost. And, of course, there's a risk not only to the supply of chicken and to, the South African market, which brings with it food security concerns, and then, of course, job security concerns. I mean, the industry over the past few years has lost, millions of birds to the virus of bird flu, and that all comes at a cost. And we need to safeguard our industry in South Africa.
This is so intriguing. Thank you for the insight into the insurance and the fact that it might not even be available globally, because I think that's something we take for granted as consumers, understanding the risks and risk cover that you are actively participating to protect your stock and keep the business going. Mr. Arnold, such a pleasure speaking to you, sir. Very briefly, do we have a time frame as to when this will be implemented? As you said, we have the green light, but is there a deadline or time frame that we can refer to?
We were hoping to vaccinate and get onto this farm and start vaccinating in the next few days. There's unfortunately just been made aware this afternoon of a delay in the shipping of the virus. It's the vaccine, sorry, rather. The vaccine is available globally, and the local supplier needs to come to the party now and get the vaccine on an aeroplane and here as soon as they can. So working to get that sorted out and get the vaccine on our shores as quickly as we can, and then we'll get in and vaccinate. And within 3 weeks of vaccination, the birds will have developed some immunity to a possible infection.
Oh, fantastic. Sheesh, amazing business that you run, Mr. Arnold. Thank you again for your time this evening, and looking forward to touching base with you soon. If not during the interims, definitely as a follow-up to this one closer to the end of the year. Thank you again.
Absolutely, and thank you.
That's Gary Arnold, CEO of Astral Foods. If you don't know them, one of the largest and leading poultry producers in South Africa, essentially behind many of the popular brands that many of us would be very familiar with when it comes to purchasing chicken. They also happen to supply a number of restaurant outlets in South Africa, and that should give you some perspective into just how far-reaching they are. So next time you pick up a bag of Festive or Goldie chicken, know that it's from Astral Foods. As you've heard, their vaccinations for bird flu, largely when it comes to the breeding stock, not the broiler stock that you and I would end up buying as produce. But if the broiler stock has the immunity, then fundamentally the eggs and the birds that follow through from that would have a stronger immunity to avian flu or bird flu. And if anything, this is a very important intervention that's required in the industry, because you would recall for the last few years, avian flu has really wreaked havoc within the poultry industry, so much so disrupting the outcomes of the production and levels of supply for us as consumers. There's a business story in everything.
Click kaya959.co.za
to download the Kaya Biz podcast.